Ladies and gentlemen, the Duke is on the air. You are tuned to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Hi, I'm Uncle Dave Lewis, and I will be your host today for The Duke is on the Air. Today we're going to be listening to the music of a sideman who has only the most tangential relationship to the Duke. However, he is an important figure in jazz, and unfortunately we lost him yesterday morning. The famous trumpet player, well, not so famous trumpet player, Idris Suleiman, died at the age of 78, as I say, yesterday morning. Idris was one of the real pioneers of bebop music, and what we're going to do is hear a little of his music and also some of the music that surrounds him in the 1940s. I certainly hope the Duke won't mind giving up his spot of an hour, and some of his music of that period will be featured as well. And I hope that you will join me for this special look at Idris Suleiman and Friends here on The Duke is on the Air. I'm Uncle Dave Lewis, and you're tuned to WCBN Ann Arbor. You just heard Sepia Panorama, which was the theme song that the Duke used in the 1940s for radio. However, we heard it not in a version by the Duke himself. This was a version recorded in the 1980s, 1988 exactly, by the American Jazz Orchestra conducted by John Lewis. And I'd like to send that out to Gary Giddens, who is probably not listening to this show, but he might hear a disc of it, and he is in large part responsible for the existence of the American Jazz Orchestra. I'm Uncle Dave Lewis, and as I mentioned, Idris Suleiman, trumpet player extraordinaire, passed away at the age of 79 yesterday morning. And he was one of the very earliest of the bop musicians. He was born in Florida in 1923. First surfaces on record in 1940 in some of the very last sessions that were made by Mildred Bailey and the orchestra that she co-led with Red Norvo. And in the 40s, he also played with the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra and with Benny Carter. And he was a, however, was really recognized as a bop guy. And he had a chair in the trumpet section along with Dizzy Gillespie in the Earl Hines Orchestra of 1942 and 43, which is a band that unfortunately did not make any recordings. No radio air checks have survived. Dizzy, of course, was in this, the leader of the section that contained Idris Suleiman and Charlie Parker in that group, led up the sax section, the tenor sax section, as a matter of fact. The tendency is, of course, when you're thinking about bop, or when most folks think about Bach, they're thinking of Bird and Diz and maybe Monk. But that's about it. And when I came in this afternoon and started looking for Idris on record, I didn't find a lot. But I did find that in the library here, we have a lot of wonderful recordings of bebop from the 40s that is little known and probably never gets played. Essentially, not only am I planning to do a sort of a tribute to Idris Suleiman, this is also going to cover some of the places that bebop has been, other than the places where Bird and Diz took it in the 40s. And because there were a lot of guys back then, Kenny Dorham, the trumpet player, Dodo Marmarosa, who is still with us, the pianist, another player, James Moody, tenor sax player, who is also still with us. There are many other performers in the bop pantheon who are perhaps not so well known now. Many of them, including Idris, went to Europe to perform, and perhaps that's why they're not as well known here in the United States. So we're going to open with an Idris Suleiman composition. This is from an album called The Hawk Flies High that was issued on Riverside. And this was featured, the band was led by Coleman Hawkins and featured Idris Suleiman on trumpet with J.J. Johnson on trombone, Hank Jones on piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, and Oscar Pettiford on bass, Joe Jones on drums. It was recorded March 12th and 15th, 1957. This, as you can imagine, was an awesome session, and we're going to hear an Idris Suleiman composition entitled Juicy Fruit, featuring, of course, Mr. Hawkins on the tenor, here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to The Duke Is On the Air here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. I'm your host, Uncle Dave Lewis, and we are traversing some of the byways of bebop. Come on, brother, get your act together here. All right, and as a memoriam to the late Idris Suleiman, who died yesterday morning at the age of 79. And we started off with a great Idris Suleiman piece played by Coleman Hawkins group from 1957, Juicy Fruit, in which Idris starts his solo off with a single note that he holds for bar after bar after bar after bar. Now, how long would it take other jazz men to get around to doing that trick? I think in 1990, when I went to see, sax player. Used to play with the Art Ensemble of Chicago. What's his name? Whatever. He held a note for 15 minutes, I think. Shows what time does. Then after that, we heard Cootie Williams and his orchestra doing a number called Roscoe Mitchell, by the way. I was just fooling. Doing a number called Fly Right, which they recorded on April Fool's Day in 1942. And informed ears will certainly know that that was a tune that eventually was known by its familiar name of Epistrophe. Is credited to Thelonious Monk, although this version, at least in the swing band context, has a few more names attached to it. One of those names is the trumpet player Joe Guy, who is another neglected figure in bebop whose name you should rightfully know. And that same side includes some fine piano tickling by another neglected bebop figure, Kenny Kersey. And, of course, Cootie is heard all over that track and sounds quite good with his own band, recorded on April the 1st, 1942. And that is found on the Columbia album Jazz the Bebop Era. Then we returned to a track that has Idris Suleiman on it, although he doesn't solo. But it's an interesting piece, Esquisse One by André Odier. And I assume that this is a New York-based session that is conducted and arranged by the French jazz enthusiast André Odier. Among the people who joined him on this occasion, in addition to Idris, we heard Donald Byrd on trumpet, Frank Rehack on trombone, Bobby Jasper on tenor, Hal McCusick on alto, J. Cameron baritone sax, Eddie Costa playing a lot on the vibes, George Dubivier on bass, and Bobby Donaldson on drums. And apparently this originally comes from a Savoy album called American Jazz Men, and we heard it off a sampler LP called The Jazz Hour that was put out by Savoy. I'd like to find that whole album. That's an interesting lineup of people. And then after that, we heard the great Mary Lou Williams small group, which was one of the key pre-bebop small groups featuring the talents of neglected figures Earl Thompson on trumpet and Dick Wilson on tenor. Of course, led by Mary Lou Williams. And we heard Zonkey, which was recorded on January the 26th, 1940. And we wrapped it up with a track that really tears it up. Ben Webster and a small group recorded, including Idris Suleiman, which really... that's some ferocious bop playing on that track, recorded May the 3rd, 1946. That was Dark Corners, and featured, of course, Ben Webster on tenor, Idris Suleiman on trumpet, Tony Scott on clarinet, Argon Thornton, who later became Sadiq Hakim, on piano, Bill De Arango on guitar, John Simmons on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on the drums. And that, boy, that tears it up. We're going to be returning to some more early bop here on WCBN Ann Arbor in just a second. Stay tuned for more. this is Uncle Dave Lewis, inviting you to spend part of your Monday morning with me during the hours of 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. On Freeform Monday Morning, I bring you 3 hours of varied variations on themes drawn from the historical undercurrents of classical, jazz, and popular music, with a bit of history and fun thrown in for good measure. So take a break from the horrors of world events and join me for Freeform Monday Morning every Monday at 6 a.m. right here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. All right, now we're going to return to more of The Duke Is on the Air and our tribute to Idris Suleiman and the lesser-known lights of bebop jazz. Mary Lou Williams once commented that the three earliest people that she ever heard play bebop were drummer Kenny Clarke and, where are my notes? Here they are. Kenny Clarke, pianist Thelonious Monk, and Idris Suleiman. Kenny Clarke was somebody that was associated very closely with Idris Suleiman. And when Clarke went to Europe to start his highly successful big band, the Clarke Boland Big Band in Europe, which he co-led with Francie Boland, Idris Suleiman was one of the main solo voices in that band, and he stayed in it for more than 12 years. And it is true that Suleiman basically preferred the big band format to that of small group, which is one of the reasons you don't find him on a lot of small group dates. Here is a small group date that you won't find him on either. However, this is Kenny Clarke, his good friend, in a trio setting with Hank Jones on piano and Wendell Marshall on bass. This tune is called Odd Number. Thank you. Well, that's about wraps it for us on The Duke Is On the Air, or for me. In that last set, we heard Odd Number by the Kenny Clarke Trio. And then after that, we heard Ernie Wilkins as arranger and conductor of a thing called the Trumpet Album, recorded in 1955. And there are three trumpet players on that track, all fine bop players: Donald Byrd, Ray Copeland, and Idris Suleiman. And the tune was Speedway, and the way the orders of the solos ran were Suleiman, Copeland, and Byrd. Suleiman, Copeland, and Byrd. And so that brings to a close our tribute to Idris Suleiman. We're going to close out with a track from a 1961 date, which featured Idris Suleiman playing with another neglected major figure in bebop, tenor saxophonist Don Byas, with Bud Powell on piano, Kenny Clarke on drums, and Pierre Michelot on bass, from Paris, 1961. This is Good Bait, and I've been good to you, I hope. You've been good to me. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I'm Uncle Dave. Good night.